Here, awesome day having fans get the chance to connect with our team, and that's one thing I've been really looking forward to feed off the energy of the players off the fans and vice versa. So it was great to have those guys out there for our first mini camp together, and certainly appreciate them and felt their energy as well. And with that, I'll open it up to questions.
Hey, Coach, before we move on to mini camp, can we talk a little bit about Sam Baker, who was released yesterday, been a mainstay around here for a few years?
Sure, did a great job, for the team and really worked hard in his rehab. And at the end of the day, just came down to a football position, football decision we made together, Thomas and myself, and moved on from Sam yesterday.
As far as training camp today, mini camp, Roddy didn't practice. We didn't see Devin. Is he hurt or excused?
Devin was excused today for a personal matter, and so possibly have back tomorrow, possibly not. So, but yeah, he was excused for a personal matter.
And Roddy?
Yeah, Roddy was out there today, and we held him out today.
Just a veteran old guy hold out?
No, not necessarily. Just one we were trying to not allow a flare up to go into a further thing. So, yeah.
How do you think the guys have digested the install? Complete install.
I think now that we're playing faster, that's a sure indicator to me that the install, is fully understood. At this point, we should have this. I'm glad that you brought that topic up. It was one of the topics we talked about last night. At this point, we should know the assignment. Now it's making that call come to life. And the way that we go attack it, whether it's defensively or the way that, the read goes for the quarterback or the way that we run it, those are things that make the calls come to life. So I think by the speed of the game today, that was an important one for me to see. All right, this install is getting down. And I love the situation work that we did today. We had a 2 minute at the end of the game where we needed a touchdown and drove down the field to do that. And then if you saw the last portion of practice, basically what we did is we set up an overtime. So it was the fifth quarter, time was up. And so if the first one went down and they had happened to score, game would have been over. All right. If we come back, then the next part of overtime could be if you go down and you kick a field goal, then the other team now has an opportunity to go do that. Or if you didn't and you had to punt. So I thought it was important to educate the new players. It's so different from overtime compared to college, what it is to the NFL. Although our veterans have gone through that, we really waited for that opportunity to introduce overtime to the young guys. I thought it was a great job of those guys executing today and just going through the whole plan.
What's the number one thing you want to accomplish, Coach, this next 2 days?
Really, I want to see how fast we can play. And at this point, how far we can develop the players, find all the unique stuff that a guy has, and then know how to best feature them. So for us, our job as the staff is to find out and collect all the information about the guys. And as we're heading into camp, here's how we'll try and feature them. On the player's side of things, how cleanly and fast can they execute their calls? And I think that's when we're at our best, when the thinking is less and we're really ready to go and attack. So we'll see that on tape by how fast we play.
Is that the fine line you're finding in the sand to push, how much you can give them information-wise and let them react?
And generally the more you can give, if you can handle it, let's give you a little more. Maybe you can play more than one position. So those are the ones. And then if we find out, oh, that's a little too much, then we know it's time to back off. So sometimes the install even moves a little bit day to day based on how we handled it from the first day.
Kyle and Matt LaFleur were saying a couple weeks ago that Matt Ryan, is far enough along in his career and his understanding of the intricacies of this offense that they're already opening stuff up. I mean, how do you kind of measure that? The fact that you're just doing install, but this guy's already seemingly that.
Yeah, I think it's kind of the equivalent of like when you're ready for English 102 and you're still in 101, Matt's wanting 102 bad. And he loves the challenge. He loves finding a better way, finding new things. So for him, it's that competitive side, I think, that goes out. The challenge I'll have back to the whole group is how well can we execute and how well can we go and attack? So that's the real challenge, finding that balance between enough plays that we can go and attack and then having the mixture of scheme that we like to go and attack a certain coverage or a scheme.
Getting a player and finding out what he does best and how to bring that out, that's a forte of yours. Does that happen out there on the field or in the film room, or where's that aha moment happen?
Really, it happens on the field because we try to develop it in the meeting rooms. Can we script a play for a certain guy? Can we match up a player onto a player to see how they'll handle it? Can we have a guy match up against Julio to see how he would respond in that scenario? So it's a little bit creativity by the coaching staff to see, can we find out about a guy today? And then after the practice, we watch it on tape, and then we do the evaluation, and then we go on to the next project, tomorrow. So it may be one part of a practice maybe to try and feature one player, and that's useful information for the coaches to gather. Paul, I think you have one.
Yeah, I think they asked the other day at that deal that you were with Arthur Blank, they asked him about playoffs and stuff like that, and he kind of pointed to you and said, hey, Dan told me to say yeah. and Matt kind of talked about it on the field today. Is there anything wrong with kind of thinking, having that mentality now, or do you kind of try to temper it?
I really do, only because there's so much to be done. And really the way we're going to approach it for our team is every game is a championship game opportunity. And I think what happens that is, like, we're not going to call you on to do extra stuff once the playoffs are here. Hey, man, you really got to pick it up. Like, no, man, this is how we play. We attack. We go after people all the time. And that way, those times where you don't have to get tight to over-try when the playoffs come and the championship game comes and the Super Bowls come, we do what we do. We play in that style and that fashion. So let's go and attack it, you know. Let's have the best camp we can have, because all the stuff out there, it's a little far out for us. Let's make sure. Let's put the work in right now. Let's pay the dues on how hard we got to work to go have that kind of success.
It's okay to have that confidence, though, right?
I like the confidence part, knowing that if we play really well, all those things are going to take place. And that should be the expectations. When we play like we're capable of, all those things will certainly be there and past the playoffs.
And a lot of mixing and matching personnel groups, guys playing together. How much of an evaluation process is finding out what guys play well together?
Yeah, and at certain positions, you know how critical that can be. And so certainly that's one. At offensive line, we're trying to find that continuity. To see this combination together, and also on the defensive line. So for us to play really well on both sides of the line of scrimmage, it's that communication that happens on both sides of the line. So we're trying to constantly rotate guys in to, I've worked with him, I've played left guard, I've played right guard, I've played tackle, and then now we all have the ability to communicate together. But, yeah, you're right on the money. Having that ability to communicate with the guy that you're playing with, knowing how hard you'll go for him, it really goes a long way once we get into our season.
You've had the OTAs now. Are you getting the sense the guys are getting the speed of practice that you wanted to instill?
I definitely feel that the speed of practice has totally picked up. And it's that knowledge of knowing exactly what to do, not that hesitation. Do I have the right route? Am I running the right thing here? But no, man, I'm going to go let it rip because I have real trust and confidence in what I'm doing. And sometimes just the power of knowing allows you to have that confidence to play fast. And so that's really what this is about. Do I have the confidence to know this so well I can go let it rip? We're certainly seeing guys do that, and that's the challenge. How many more guys can we get to feel like that?
How's Jake Matthews looked?
You know, it was great for us to have him back on the field, so he's been in the individuals and participated in some of the walkthroughs, not part of the whole team practice yet, but talk about a guy who's had a great offseason in terms of the mindset and attitude to rehab and get stronger and get fit. He's absolutely captured that mindset. So, yeah, he's well on his way to having a great offseason and lead right into camp.
It feels like the blocking scheme really fits what are some of his strengths. I mean, are you guys already seeing that, even though I guess you won't truly know until pads? But
well, I think when you watch the evaluation, and you probably have heard me say this before, like good players can play in a lot of systems, and he's one for sure. I think it's that foot quickness that he has, you know, that allows us to run the wide zone either to the left or to the right when he's on his left side, you know, where he's wide zone trying to reach a guy. But it's really important also if you're the backside lineman and you have to cut off the backside of the lineman to make the play happen on the front side. So that quickness is really important. An offensive tackle. Led, you had a question there?
Yeah, Brooks Reed, how's he doing coming back from his groin? I saw him out there putting in a little extra work to try to make
a so it was great to have him back. So what we kind of do is go through individuals. So he did a little bit of that before, and then we make the next step where he does individuals and some 7-on-7, and then we make the next jump all the way into practice as opposed to just kind of going all the way back in. So we're following protocol. He's worked extremely hard to get back and ready. It was awesome having him back onto the fold. You feel his intensity. You feel his toughness just being out there. He's got that kind of style and attitude and swagger about him.
Kind of like the quiet type humble guy that turns into the killer on Sunday. I've seen him play, sir, but when you talk
to him, he certainly has a lot of toughness. And I think when you know exactly who you are as a player, that's when you're allowed to play at your best. And I think for him, edge setting, toughness, the way he can rush, that's really one of the things that he does best, you know, playing on the end of the line as a linebacker. But really for all the players, like when you know who you are as a player, it allows you to perform at your best. And that's for all the guys to know and to have a vision of how good they can be. We're still finding that out about a lot of the guys, but it's really, you know, it's one of the best parts about coaching to find out what a guy is, what he can be, and then help pull him through to become that.
How did you think that William Moore and Jalen Collins looked in 7?
Yeah, it was great to see William back for the first time, and Jalen had a little bit of a taste of it before, and so we got him a couple of team reps. I felt his length and quickness on the outside, and then William just inside, you feel the size and the presence of him, so I can't wait to have him down in the box and roaming inside. The way we play our strong safety is oftentimes so much often like a linebacker where he's in the core or out. He can play a tight end man-to-man, so our energy that we want to play with on defense, the way that, you know, we want to play on the end of the line at corner until we can't. You know, we want to affect and move the quarterback as rushers. We want to be the best fundamentally, you know, tackling team in the league. All those things take a lot of practice. So for him, you know, it was an important step to get back out there on the field today.
What are you seeing at the tight end position? What do you want to see as your guys are supposed to?
Yeah, really, at this position, these guys are totally going for it. And you see Tony Moyaki and Jacob Tam had a great catch today, and Tololo, the size and length. So they all have these unique qualities, you know, down in the red zone, who could be featured, you know, on third down, who can be featured. So I think all of them have like a little uniqueness, just like we were talking earlier, knowing who you are as a player. And our best way to feature those guys, and I would say probably Jacob and Tony Moore, you know, in the third down, the route running, and finding ways to, you know, match them on a linebacker to see if they can run the options and do the stuff on third down required to get open.
I just want to
sure.
You spoke last week to using walkthroughs as a teaching mode. Is there ever, has there been an occasion where Matt Ryan is being corrected and told, and I just can imagine that he's, you know, he's a leader on the field.
No doubt.
But he's not the kind of, it's probably rare of a situation where he's getting corrected. Technique situation.
No, actually, yeah, it's like, I think even like sometimes wherever position you play, when your coach can help you improve and get better, that's what these guys are doing. So from a position coach, from his standpoint, it's the same thing. You know, like, how can I get this much better and this much better? And we kind of put those kind of days together. You know, all the little fundamental techniques where, like, you have someone's eyes watching you. Think of the golfer who has a swing coach, and he just puts that much detail into his technique. And one of the things I most admire about Matt is how hard he's willing to work to find the little edge, the little detail for him to get better. And honestly, it's one of the things I love about him as a competitor. He wants to get better as opposed to like, nah, man, I got that. It's just the opposite. How else can I do it to do it better? And like I said, I've been around him, you know, for a short time, but I knew the player he was. I didn't know the strength of the competitor he was. So it's been a blast working with him. All right, see you guys tomorrow.